T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Nicole Galloway says Governor Mike Parson's strategy on combating COVID-19 is not working. Cases are surging and hospitals are sending warning signals.
We need a reset on our coronavirus strategy and we need it fast.
The head of the pandemic task force, they're saying more people starting to come into St. Louis hospitals from the more rural areas, and that's putting the strain on the St. Louis Pandemic Task Force hospitals.
So patients that are getting COVID and need hospitalization can't seek that help in many rural parts of our state because hospitals have closed. 7 rural hospitals have closed in the last several years, and those hospitals, the ones that do exist and can take COVID patients, don't have any more room. Those patients are coming into the St. Louis area hospital systems to seek treatment. This is before we've even gotten into the winter months, and flu season is soon upon us. Health experts, hospital experts, public health officials are all warning us that we're on the cusp of a dire situation, and Governor Parson refuses to face reality. We want to get back to normal. We want our lives back. We want our schools open. In order to do that, to get our economy going again, we have to take necessary measures to contain the spread of the virus so we don't have to shut down again. That should be the last thing that we want, or the last measure that we should take. So I support a statewide mask rule. Masks have been proven to slow the spread of the virus. We can get our kids back to school and we can get our lives back.
Where do we stand on testing in the state? Do you feel confident with that?
We need more testing and we need more rapid testing. Even just a few weeks ago, I was visiting with someone who had to take a test for work because they were exposed through work. The test results didn't come back for 5 days. And in that 5 days, this individual had to stay home, lost a week's worth of income. The employer lost a week's worth of productivity from this employee. We cannot sustain this economically if we cannot get more rapid testing. And if we need to join in partnerships, a regional partnership with Illinois, with Kansas, with Iowa, any state that wants to partner with us so we can combine our purchasing power so we can purchase more tests, we should do that. There's no reason that Missouri can't be a leader in our region, but we have to have a leader in Jefferson City that can put those wheels in motion so we can get the rapid testing we need.
Do you have concerns with this upcoming election at the polls?
My concerns around the election are around folks accessing the ballot and how confusing it is to vote this time around. I mean, we don't make it easy when there's not a pandemic. Now, in the midst of this pandemic, you need a flow chart to understand what your options are in order to vote. And I believe that's intentional. The more confusing it is, the harder it is to vote, the more likely that someone that works one or two jobs, that's really busy and doesn't have the resources to put into voting, may not be able to access the ballot box. I trust our local election authorities. They are doing the best that they can in very difficult circumstances, but we need to take a look long-term in expanded mail-in voting, early voting, no-excuse absentee voting. This is not a partisan issue. I mean, Republican and Democratic states across our country have figured this out. Those voters can vote by mail or early, safely, securely. There's no reason we can't have that here in Missouri, too.
Anything else that I haven't covered that you want to say that you want the voters to know?
what I really, I hope the voters, is particular to St. Louis. I grew up in Fenton. I went to Ursuline in St. Louis. My family still lives throughout the St. Louis area. I'm concerned about the future of the state for my family, but also for the millions of families in the state that want something better and want something more. I have looked under the hood of state government as state auditor and have found over $370 million in government waste, abuses, and corruption. I've worked hand in hand with law enforcement to bring 63 criminal counts against corrupt public officials in the state, Democrats and Republicans. My fight isn't about politics. My fight is for the people of the state, the working people of the state.
Maria Aquino, St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.